What's up, everybody? You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is The Void, and I'm Tali. I am excited to be here. You're going to have to excuse me if my voice sounds a little ragged at points. I have a slight cold, I think. That midterm grind really exhausted me and exhausted my physical faculties. But anyway, we're here. And we are excited to go. It's just me and my producer, Mikey, who unfortunately you won't be hearing from because he has his jaw wired shut like Kanye West. So he's not going to spit anything through the wire. So it's just me talking right now. And for those of you who are confused by that first song, which was Cloud Nine by Beach Bunny, because you're thinking, Tali, I come here for my favorite censored trap. Not today, guys. Today will be a collection of non-trap songs because I got super annoyed about picking through the however many songs that come in clean versions that I actually want to hear. So we're listening to something else. That happens from time to time. This is my radio station. I get to do whatever I want. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. But that doesn't mean we won't see plenty of trap coming up because Lil Baby dropped today. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm very excited. And Young Thug changed his profile picture on Instagram to today's date, and the buzz says that his latest album is coming out in February, and today is the second to last day of February. So I think we're getting a Young Thug album tonight, but I don't know. It'd be weird. It's weird to me that if he was going to release an album right now, he wouldn't drop it this morning at 12 when all the other albums are supposed to drop. But one, he's weird, and two, what's up with the profile pic then? Like, usually when that happens, that means something is coming. But anyway, as those of you know, our first segment on The Void, our old standby, is The Void Recommends. Today, The Void recommends RuPaul's Drag Race. They don't need my help. It's incredibly popular, but I just wanted a forum to talk about it because I just got into it. And by just got into it, I mean, like, I got into it, like, 3 weeks ago, and I've already blown through most of it, and I'm on season 9. It's amazing. It really is. I'm not particularly interested in fashion, or at least I thought I wasn't, but now I'm like, her gown just, it isn't cutting it for me. The hemline is, it just doesn't stack up, and you can't wear that. That's kind of basic. You gotta be bigger. That's not what drag's about. Apparently, I know what drag's about now. I love it. The thing I think that sets it apart from other reality shows is the fact that all the decisions are based on RuPaul's final say, so which gives the whole thing an aura of prestige, because it's not who politicked the best, it's who does the most successful drag queen of all time think deserves to be here. So I think that gives it an aura of prestige, the way they handle it, the way they take out the former winners and former top finishers to come back and sort of show off. It has this great lineage. I really like that too. I also think the fact that RuPaul's the one who decides and you don't have to politic means that the contestants can say whatever they want to each other, because you're not really worried that anyone's going to vote you off, which is so fun. So yeah, I would highly recommend checking it out if you haven't. It's so good. It's really hard to find. The first 5 seasons are on Amazon, and the first 6 seasons are on Hulu. But other than that, you have to get an MTV Hits subscription, which I got through Amazon on a free trial, which I will unfortunately have to cancel soon. But yeah, so it's a little hard to find. That's the only downside, I think. But it is so good. And don't spoil it for yourself like I did, because I had multiple seasons spoiled by Googling the contestants who won, and then you see their successor, which, you know, not my smartest move. So don't do that. But yeah, it's such a good show. I highly recommend it. It has been most of my past 2 weeks. Yeah, what a good way to spend my time. Now we move on from The Void Recommends to everybody's favorite segment, unless you like the two other segments, Complaint Corner. Today, our complaint is TikTok. I like TikTok, actually. I think it's the perfect mind eraser. it's so easy to just scroll through it for however long you need to be scrolling through it and not think about anything else. A lot of it's really stupid, I will allow that, but a lot of it's funny. And even in the stupid stuff is entertaining. But that's not where my complaint is. My complaint is that all of the songs, or a lot of the songs they choose, are songs that either I enjoyed beforehand or are songs that I hear and then I enjoy. And because they're all trap, or most of them are trap, especially because trap is what's popular now. And because they're trap, but I like them, but because they're on TikTok, I feel kind of dumb about listening to them. I don't know. I just feel like it loses some of the credibility of being an actual trap fan, but when you have people being like, well, you just found that on TikTok, you don't actually like that music, which on the one hand is fair, but also I like, you know, the song Out West by Jack Boys, Travis Scott, and Young Thug, the one with the Shank It Out West, the gold metallic knife. I listened to that album like 3 times. I really like that album. I had that song on my playlist, and then suddenly it pops up on TikTok. I don't like that. So one, it feels like it ruins the credibility you have of being an actual trap fan, which I know is not the point of listening to music, but it is what it feels like. And then the second thing is, it just kind of ruins the songs for you because you continually hear them over and over and over again, or at least the small parts, and you don't like them as much because the more you listen to something, eventually it loses its appeal, or at least you get kind of sick of hearing it. So I don't like that. And I wish that it could be some other way, but unfortunately that's how it is. So that's my complaint corner for today, my TikTok complaint corner. Finally, we move on to the shouting into the void. And I'm sorry to you folk who don't want to talk about politics, but we're in election season and it's an important one. So it seems like the void is going to become a pretty political show from now on, or at least going forward for a while. Today, we're talking about that debate. What is that noise? Sorry. We're talking about that debate. It was not pretty. There's a car honking outside. It was a disgrace. I think I can say that without any sort of over-exaggeration. It was a total disgrace. It reminded me of the Republican debates from 2016, where it was just Trump and Ben Carson and whoever else just being obnoxious to each other and not focusing on policy and yelling over each other. And that's what it felt like. Everybody was yelling over everybody. They didn't hammer down on policy, which is what I wanted them to do. There were so many personal attacks. It was so aggressive, and it didn't feel like, it felt like, they made this point on Pod Save America, and I thought it was a good one. They shouldn't have done it. They should stop doing debates in front of a crowd. Because, well, I'm a wrestling fan, and so when wrestlers deliver promos, which is like their speeches that they give, the crowd cheers and boos, and is like, yeah, you tell them. That's what it felt like. It felt like they were cutting wrestling promos on each other. Politics should not, as much as we try and make politics sports, politics should not be sports. And it certainly shouldn't be professional wrestling. And I thought it was disgusting that when people who are trying to become the next leader of the free world are being booed and cheered during their speeches. And it undercut their points, and it made it the entire thing feel like a farce. So I really didn't like that. I didn't like the way they conducted themselves for the most part. I don't know what Tom Steyer was doing there. The last thing we need is more people on that debate stage, and we certainly don't need some billionaire who is only doing this as like a vanity project. I understand that some of his points, or even a lot, I agree with a lot of his positions, I think. I think a lot of his positions are valid, and it's refreshing to see a very rich person on that side. But politics should not be about money, regardless of what the Supreme Court says. Money and speech are not the same thing. And so just because Tom Steyer is not any more qualified to be on that stage than any other person, the only reason he's there is because of his money. And so I don't think he belongs there. Bloomberg, at least has, who I despise, at least has a little more credibility. He was a three-term mayor. But the same thing. Money does not mean you belong. You should be elected. That it shouldn't be how our political system works, even though that certainly is how it is. And I just... There was a moment where he was, where somebody was like, when we elected 41 new representatives to the House. Awesome. And then Bloomberg, Freudian slip, but also like the slip of truth is like, I bought those guys. Yeah, you did buy them. Or you at least clearly think you did, because you think that by paying the money that got them there, you are owed something. And that just isn't true. And it's super disheartening to see the debate stage flanked by these two incredibly rich men who think that they are owed something because of their money. And I just really, that was really disheartening. Joe Biden, I guess, had a good debate. What is a good debate for Joe Biden? Where he doesn't seem quite as much like his brain is leaving him? Because it is. He can't think on his feet, or at least he can't think coherently on his feet. He gets confused and he gives confusing answers. Disheartening is just my word for today about the Democratic primary. Because 4 years ago, 8 years ago, Joe Biden was this spitfire. And now he's just a kind of a confused old man. Yeah, I just wish we could have caught him at an earlier time, but we can't. So we're stuck with this guy who is projected to win South Carolina, but who knows? Even if he does, he doesn't fill me with confidence. Bernie Sanders, he wasn't that good. He also seemed like an old man, at least a coherent old man, unlike Biden. He's a flawed candidate, and regular listeners of the program will know that I have a problem with him based on the people who follow him in large swaths. I'm not saying everybody, but I do. I think leadership is reflected by who support, that some parts of leadership are reflected by who supports you. And honestly, anyone who the Russians are working to get nominated, I don't want to vote for, right? Even if you're like, Bernie Sanders, all these good things, I agree with him on so much policy. If the Russians want him to win, then I don't want him to win, period. Whatever their interests are, they aren't our interests. So that makes me really nervous. I'm glad that he came out and immediately disavowed them and was like, when I'm in office, God forbid, I will do this and I will hit back. And Mr. Putin, you will not be living so comfortably, because our current president didn't do that at all when the Russian accusations of the Russians helping him win came out. And instead he was like, it's a lie and it's not happening. At least Bernie acknowledges that and he goes after Putin. So at least he has a little more honor. But still, if the Russians support you, I'm worried. That's it. I thought Buttigieg was calm. I did. I thought he was really calm, really stately. But at this point, he's not winning. And he just isn't experienced or comprehensive enough. I don't have a lot more to say than that. It's disappointing also that it feels like we're catching Biden too late and we're catching him too early. People on here know that I like Warren. This is not an endorsement by any capacity. This is just me. I like her. I think she's the most qualified candidate. I think she's been the best debater. I don't think she has any chance to win the general election, but I don't know. I thought Hillary was going to win, so who knows anything about electability? So she's the candidate I'll be voting for. We don't even have to talk about Klobuchar. Yeah. It's a dismal future. I truly don't know what to think. I don't want Bernie to be our nominee, but it really feels like it's going to be that way. But I especially don't want Bernie to be our nominee, but I'm going to vote for him. And I guess if Bloomberg was our nominee, I would vote for him, but I would rather Bernie be our nominee, or rather anyone be our nominee, than Bloomberg. It's just, He's so problematic. I don't think anyone who imposed stop and frisk and said the things that he's been accused of saying should be president. I don't think anyone with that much money should be president. Or at least anyone who gets to where they are just because they have that much money should be president, I should say. I don't know. It's not a good situation, guys. If I were a gambling man, and I am, but I'm not going to bet on this because it would be so sad. Trump, when I last checked, is a minus 300 favorite to win the presidency. I don't know if you know anything about gambling, but minus 300 is a pretty heavy favorite. So that really doesn't look good because Vegas does not like losing money. So if they're saying minus 300, I think that says something. Yeah. It's a bad place we're in, guys. I don't love it. I really don't love it. But on a happier note, Jason Tatum looks amazing. Steph Curry comes back on Sunday, which is exciting. And basketball is really fun right now. So that's my happy note. This is The Void. If you agree, if you disagree, if you have something you want to talk about, email in at thevoid4am@gmail.com. That's thevoid4am@gmail.com. I have some great non-trap music queued up for you. And enjoy. I will talk to you guys later. Told you not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know. Yeah.
come flood the running for Neverland. Time can never stop me. No, 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 no. I know you try to. I come riding in on a pale white horse. And in now high still less fortunate. I do advise you run in.
Around. She don't depend on anybody, knows just in our days, 'cause I found God.
Most is people can go from people you know to people you don't. We where people can go from people you know to people you don't. And what hurts the most is people can go from people you know to people you don't. We used to be close, but people can go from people you know.
Hey everybody, I'm back with just a little bit of a public service announcement about pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Get it? Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at a safe speed. Drive alert and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they are crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. This is a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. So that's just something to think about before we get back into the music. Here it is.
I'm thinking I make all the other people tell me secrets in my dreams. I wake.
Kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the wild things go? They go along to take your honey. Break down how we build our breakfast down and say, my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, toe to toe.
let's eat my love, my love, my love.
She bruises calls, she splutters pistol shots. Hold her down when soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine,
queen of my vaccine, my love, my love, love, love.
Disinfect the scene, my love, my love, love, love. Please don't go. I love you so, my lovely.
There, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been The Void. I'm Tolly. I actually do have one last song for you that is a trap song for those who desperately wanted it. But after that, I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Don't just let me from my lifestyle, baby. Don't just let me from the lifestyle. Don't just let me from my rockstar lifestyle. Might not give up. Wake up every day next to living. I'm still thinking about the times I was picked up. Used to see me broke, now you looking at me lit up. Rockstar lifestyle. Might not give up. Waking up next to living. 9 times out of 10, I probably won't miss up. Want the juice, so they moving like Bishop. Yate got me iced out. Yeah, yeah, I ain't nothing like a rapper. I'm an artist, 104 show, it's light now. Light, light, and I need my money right now. I swear to God, yeah. A 40 with a knife, I'm crazy. He was printing left blood on the pavement. I was never that boy you should play with. That's word of my dog, I'm a favorite. So I'm living a good life, no complaining. Porn stars in my backyard, like a slave ship. A blue pill, feel like I was in the Matrix. It's too real. Rockstar lifestyle, might not give up. Wake up every day next to living. I'm still thinking about the times I was with y'all. Used to see me broke, now you looking at me lit up. Rockstar lifestyle, might not give up. Waking up next to living. 9 times out of 10, I probably won't miss up. Want the juice, so they moving like Bishop.
Rockstar lifestyle. Rockstar wife for a ride. Rockstar for a it will be lifetime.
Yeah. Take the road, rest in the Ferrari, bitch, it's time, man. Take a spoon of till it's motherfucking eyes out. I'm a real mobster, I'm a kind one. I been shining at the rough, I'm a diamond. Can walk inside the club, train climbing. Y'all telling on each other, pig rhyming. Ain't no scrubs around me, we all climbing. Ain't no subs in the back, I gotta find one. By the same tub, I'm a right hand. Yellow stones in the bracelet like a sinus. Yeah, the dolls are the Gino where I signed them. I don't know how to keep it, see, I bind them.
SS to me, yeah. Because how the way she get on top of right, and Minnesota ride, girl. Yeah, I can call her on your stones like Tata. Get a dark room, put a stone